Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to invite you to turn with me this morning to the book of Mark, chapter 9. We are going to look at the subject of faith. The title of this message is something that a man said directly to our Lord. He said, "Lord, help thou my unbelief." And I pray our Lord might do just that. May He help our unbelief. Here in Mark chapter 9, verse 14 says, "When He came to His disciples, He saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them." The disciples were trying to cast an evil spirit out of a man's son, and they couldn't do it. And verse 15 says, "Straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them?" What he's saying is, what's everybody talking about? What is all of this commotion? Verse 17, "And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." He's making it so that my son cannot talk, can't speak. "And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" How long am I going to put up with you? Here's what he said to the man. He said at the end of verse 19, "Bring him unto me." Now, I'm sure the disciples got a little too arrogant. I'm sure they did, over the fact that they could heal people. The Lord had given them the ability to heal sicknesses. But a great problem for them was, I'm sure they lost sight of Christ. They walked up to that man's son thinking in their hearts, "I'm going to heal you." And the Lord told them, "You're a faithless generation. Bring him to me." And that's always the answer. Always. We preachers would be wise to get it in our minds and keep it in our minds that we're not going to do anything for anybody. I'm not going to do anything for anybody. The only one who can work, the only one who can heal, is Christ the Lord. We're just going to point men to Him. That's the only thing that any preacher is called to do. It's bring sinners to Christ. That's it. He said, "Bring them unto me." Verse 20, "And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And the Lord asked this young man's father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child." He's been that way since he was a child. Now, our Lord did not ask this question to get this young man's medical history. This son was dumb. He couldn't speak. So the Lord asked his father this question. But he wasn't asking to get this young man's medical history. Our Lord knew all about him. He knows the end from the beginning. He asked this question so that man could confess with his mouth, he has always been like this. Always. He was born this way. Our Lord brings every one of his children to that same confession. Our Lord brings every child of his, every sinner that he's going to perform a work in, he brings every single one of them to that same confession. I was conceived in this. This horrible, wicked, bound condition. Can't we all say the same thing about our own sin? Can't we all say that? From a child. Verse 22, he said, "And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus saith unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Now, this man, as good as his request sounds, the end of verse 22, he said, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." As good as that request sounds, he has evidenced that he's an unbeliever. You know that? As good as what his request to the Lord sounds, in that request he has evidenced that he's an unbeliever. I tell you three things that he does not believe based on what he said. And as we look at this, we ought to ask ourselves, what do I believe? Because what God causes a sinner to believe about Jesus Christ means the difference between life and death. What we think of Christ is life and death. Here's what the man said. He said, "If you can do anything." He didn't believe God was sovereign, did he? Clearly, he does not believe that God is God Almighty. And most people don't. Most people don't. Clearly, this man does not believe that the whole world is in his hand. And he can uphold it if he wants to, or he can crush it if he wants to. He said, "If you can." And that's what man by nature thinks about God. Man naturally does not believe that God Almighty is God Almighty. If you can. Oh, if you can. We'll take it if you can. If you can do anything, we'll take whatever you can give us. The Apostle Paul said, "I'm persuaded. I am absolutely convinced that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." This man didn't believe he was God and he was able. The second thing this man didn't believe is that the work was Christ's alone. He must do it alone. He said at the end of verse 22, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Help us. I could use a little help on this one. I'm doing the best I can. I'm putting in the work. I'm putting in the effort. I'm piloting this thing, but I sure could use a co-pilot. There was a leper who came to the Lord one time. He came for healing. And this is what he said. This is what this leper said when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ in his need. He said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." You, not us. You, if you will, you can make me clean. That's faith. But this man right here in Mark 9, he didn't believe God was sovereign. He didn't believe that the work was Christ's alone. And this man did not believe the word that God has written. He did not rest in God's word. And that's where men and women are all over this world today. They do not believe that God is sovereign. God is in absolute control. God is almighty, able to do whatever He wants to do. Men and women do not believe that the work is Christ's alone. The work of healing, the work of salvation belongs to Christ by Himself. They don't believe He by Himself purges sin. And they don't believe the word that God has written. Verse 22, he said, "Oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." That water and that fire is going to destroy him. That's what the man said. But what has God written in His word about that? What has God said concerning that? Look with me, if you would, over at Isaiah 43. If you have your Bible there with you, turn with me over to Isaiah 43 and look at verse 2. It says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. And I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." He said, when you pass through the waters, they're not going to destroy you. They're not going to overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. But until this moment right here, that man in our text didn't believe that. And the reason is because he couldn't believe it. He could not Back in the text, it says, Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it says, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said, if you can believe, then all things are possible to you. What does our Lord mean by that? If you can believe. What does he mean by that? Well, over in Matthew chapter 13, our Lord said in Matthew 13, verse 11, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The only way a sinner can know and believe the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is if God Almighty gives him that knowledge and that faith. That's the only way. Over in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 8, our Lord told us, by grace are you saved. Grace means free gift. What was the free gift? The blood of Jesus Christ. The only thing that could wash away our sins. There's a song that says, what can wash away our sins? The answer is nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Through believing on that gift. Through believing on that blood. It goes on to say, and that is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Now this is important. Without that gift, no man or woman can believe. Without that gift, no man or woman can believe. Philippians 1 verse 29 says, unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. It's given. That ability to believe is given. It's a work that God Almighty performs in whoever He wills to perform it. If you have your Bible there, look with me at Acts 13. This is such an important verse of Scripture. Acts 13, verse 48 says, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. As many as were ordained. Do you notice that it doesn't say as many as believed were ordained? It says as many as were ordained believed. So our Lord said back in our text, back over in Mark chapter 9, he said in verse 23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe, then as Hebrews 11 says, that's your evidence. That is your evidence that God Almighty has chosen to do a work in you. He sent that faith to you. That faith in Christ. Verse 24 says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. God did a work in that man. God did a work in that man. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This man heard the word of God. He heard the word of God himself, and he said, I believe. I believe. What? What did he believe? What did he believe? The Apostle James said, you believe there's one God? You do well. He said, the devils believe that, though. The devils believe that. Men all over this world believe there's one God. Men who bow the knee to Allah believe there's one God. Men who bow the knee to Muhammad believe there's one God. People say all the time, oh, I believe in God. Great. But the devils do that. Do you believe God created the heaven and the earth, and he created man, and he created everything that is? Well, the devils believe that. Do you believe man fell in the garden? Do you believe men are sinners? Well, the devils believe that. The devil himself was there when it happened. Do you believe Jesus Christ came to this earth? The devils believe that. They said, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. Do you believe that he performed all of those miracles? The devils believe that. They were the ones he cast into all those swine. Do you believe he hung on that cross? Do you believe they really put him in that tomb? Do you believe he truly did arise? The devils believe that. Saving faith does not just believe in God. Saving faith believes God. There's a difference. There's a difference. In verse 24, that father of the child cried out with tears, and he said, Lord, Lord. When he first came to him in verse 17, he said, Master, which means teacher. And that's what man thinks of Jesus Christ. They think he came to be a teacher of morality, a teacher of God. They think he came to point men to God. And he did. But they have no idea he was pointing men to himself. Himself. But look what this man says after God spoke the truth to him, after God struck his heart with the word himself. Verse 24. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, Lord. Lord means God Almighty. Lord means sovereign. Lord means ruler. Lord means controller. He said, just like Thomas did, my Lord and my God, I believe. What? What do you believe? I believe you. I believe you. He said, help thou. The first time he said, help us. Now he's saying, help thou. You're the author. You must be the finisher. You must do it all. Help thou my unbelief. I acknowledge what I am. I'm just a sinner who does not believe and cannot believe because I'm dead in my trespasses and sins. And nothing will be in this heart right here if you don't put it there. Without you, I can do nothing. True faith points a man to Christ. It points men and women to Christ. It says, I can't, but you can. And you must. Paul said, I know whom I believe. He didn't say, I know what I believe. He said, I know whom. True faith points sinners to Christ. Verse 25, when Jesus saw that, the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. There's an old song that says, He lifted me out of the deep miry clay. He settled my feet in the straight narrow way. He lifted me up to a heavenly place, and He floodeth my soul each day with His grace. True saving faith acknowledges the fact that He reached way down for me. I was lost. I was undone without God's precious Son, but He reached down His hand for me. Verse 28 says, And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. You know what prayer is? Prayer is calling on God. You know what fasting is? Fasting is denying yourself. And that's true faith. True faith says, I can't, you must. You're my only hope. I don't just believe in you, I believe you. Your word says I'm a sinner and I believe it. Your word says you chose who you would save and I believe it. Your word says you only died for the ones you chose to save and I believe it. I believe you. Your word says every soul you died for, you're going to give every one of them faith to cause them to look to you and trust you. And I believe that. And thank God your word says if you put faith in the sinner, you're going to keep that sinner all the way to the end. Lord, I believe it. May God increase us with that faith. May God put that faith in each one of us and cause us to believe. May we all say, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.